For those who are from 19th Avenue, there was a Swahili word that I twice taught to the congregation, and that was Hakuna Matara. Hakuna Matara means no worries. Would you help me please turn to your neighbor and tell him or her Hakuna Matara? Yeah, turn to one another and tell him in Swahili, Hakuna Matara. That's Swahili word. Can you try that, please? Hakuna Matara. That's right. Hakuna Matara. Thank you. I'm so glad to have this privilege to stand here, despite the situation that Vicky has gone through, but we believe he'll be okay. He just called me yesterday and said he's not feeling well, and even in the morning he confirmed me that he's not feeling well. We believe he'll be fine. We are praying for him. Amen. And we love Vicky, always blessed by the message that Vicky gives us. So he's such a wonderful man of God and a blessing for all of us. We'll keep praying for him, and we believe Sunday he'll be here. I'm here in front of you. I'm not going to speak longer because this is my way. My daughter knows that. He said when my father goes to speak, he doesn't finish quick. So it's one of the African style. When you speak for... But I pray God to give me a good timing today so that I will really finish on time. But if I go beyond it, just bear with me. Thank you. Shall we pray, please? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this marvelous day, Sunday. The day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. We are here in your house, Lord, for one purpose, solely to praise and worship you. You are worthy to be glorified. So thank you, Lord. We know your presence is here, and thank you for your beautiful and precious people who are ready to listen to your word. I'm just a vessel that you've chosen today to stand before your people. I have nothing, but I depend totally on you. Use me, O Lord, for your glory's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was seeking the message today, too many things came to my mind. But one of them that God really convinced me to speak about is Jesus is the answer. Amen. Jesus is the answer. In this world we live, we have many questions that we need the answers for. We have questions about life, about future, about financial situation, about our families. Too many questions. And not all of them have answers because the others are too many complicated and we cannot get the answer for them. But in life, we have also questions about our destiny, questions about our future, questions about what after this life we have. And when we go to the books, we read philosophy books, scientific book, every book we can read, we can get some answers, but it will not really help us. But the Bible has the answer for our question. One would ask, why did Jesus come on the earth? Why did he come here on the earth? When you see the world today, when you see what is happening, you feel really amazed, and sometimes you feel really pitiful for what is going on. But we have hope, children of God, because our God loves us. And his love is amazing that he sent his son, Jesus, to come on this earth to save us. So I'll be talking about Jesus, the answer. And the question is, why did he come? When you go to the Bible, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, that's the story of Zacchaeus. The verse 10, the Bible says, Jesus was answering and he said here, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. What a wonderful statement. Jesus came on this earth to seek and to save he who was lost, he or she who was lost. This is a very important point in Christian life. The purpose of Jesus to come on this earth is to save us, to save the world. For God so loved the world that he sent his begotten Son, for whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Since the rebellion of Adam and Eve, the world entirely is lost. And God has an answer, and he sent his Son Jesus to be the answer for the humanity, to bring people back to the Father. So whoever believes in him has eternal life. Whoever gives his life to him has eternal life. Whoever accepts the gift of God through Jesus Christ has eternal life. Now, you can see throughout the world, it's quite difficult to understand and to see, really. I remember I met a lot of people back where I was in Africa. People were asking me, is it true that Jesus saves? Does he really change people's life? Well, I asked him, why do you ask this question? He said, well, I want to try if he can save me. I said, well, you just give your life to him and you see how he's going to change your life. And he just made some joke. And one day I had a conference. It was a crusade, like conference of teaching, and we had evangelization, thing like that. And I was speaking the word of God, and I remember I was talking about he who has the Son of God has a life, and he said, the Bible said that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And when he understood this word, he came to me and said, I want you to pray for me, and I want you to lead him to salvation. And then after I pray for him, he asked me, he said, Sammy, I know my life was not good. I was doing this and that. And do you think I will go and continue doing the same thing I was doing before? I asked him and said, you know what, did you give your life to Jesus? He said, yeah. So you have the answer for this. He said, Sammy, I just was testing you. I'm not going to keep doing the same thing I was doing before. I feel in me the light of God. Hallelujah. I'm changed. I'm a different person. You are right. You're telling me that Jesus can save. It's true. I feel the salvation in my life. I'm born again. Church of God, Jesus will never change. The Bible says he is the same yesterday. He is the same today and forever. If he saved yesterday, he can save today, he will save tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the same. He is the answer for the world. He is the answer for us. He is the answer for our families. He is the answer for our children. He is the answer for our friends. He is the answer for our people. He is the answer. He can save, and he will still save if people are willing to give their life to him. He has that power to save. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, this is what the Bible says. Therefore, he is able to save completely. I like this. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Amen. So Jesus saves, but he can save completely. He can change lives of people. He can transform people. He can change people completely. Something very sad today is that we confess the name of Jesus. You see, you know, people confess Jesus, but there is no change. There is no transformation. And the question comes in mind, did they really meet Jesus? Did they really give their life to Jesus? Because once you meet the Son of God, once you meet the man of Galilee, once you encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, your life will never remain the same. You will encounter the change, the transformation. You will be totally transformed. Paul was saying, before I was blasphemer, I was doing this in ignorance. But God, by his grace, he changed me. Before he was Saul, then when he met Jesus, he became Paul. There was a change and transformation. So Jesus is the answer for everyone who asks himself, can he really save me? Will he really save me? I'm telling you, he has that power to save completely. Nothing is impossible to him. If we surrender our life to him, if we give our life totally to him, he has the same power to transform and change our life completely. And you will see clearly that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Why did Jesus come on this earth? Number two, he came to destroy the work of Satan. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Now, here we find that on this earth, this world, there is influence, and other influence is the influence from the devil. Satan, he exists. Satan exists. If you think Satan does not exist, well, you should think again, because the Bible says Satan, the enemy, tempted even our Savior Jesus. He tempted him three times. So Satan exists, and he does his work even on this earth, even now. We see what is going on in the world. People are killing each other. People are hating each other. People are doing many things. And what is behind it? It's the influence of the enemy. Satan is doing many things in our families, at work, in the society, in the community, you name it. Throughout the world, you can hear the news everywhere in the radio, in the media, and you hear what Satan is doing. Brothers and sisters, Satan exists. But the good news is here. Our Lord Jesus has power over Satan. Hallelujah. He has power to destroy the power of the devil. Jesus has power to destroy every influence of the devil, every power of the devil. But if we allow him to do it, if we accept him to do it in our life. A little child when he's born, a little baby when he's born, is innocent, has no problem. You see a young boy growing, and from young, age one, age two, a young boy, good and handsome. But when he become a teenager, you see some change. All of us went through those changes, and went through many stuff. We cannot say all of them. But once someone encounter and gives his life to Jesus, well, you cannot know how much the Lord can remove all this influence of the devil in someone's life and give him peace. That the Bible says only Jesus has power to destroy the power of the devil. So he came to save us, and also he came to destroy the power of the enemy. If Satan is still working in our life, if Satan is still have influence and power in our life, it's because we didn't give Jesus the whole part of our life so that he can take control. But if we allow him to take control of our life, Satan will have no power. He will tempt us. He will come to try us, but we will defeat him by the power of Jesus Christ. We'll defeat him by the blood of Jesus. We'll defeat him by the name of Jesus. Because our Lord Jesus has conquered Satan and he is alive. So he came to save, and also he came to destroy the power or the influence of the devil. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, The God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. So Satan is here to create a rebellion in people's heart, in people's mind, against the truth of God. Satan is here to discussing so that people may not believe in God. If you go outside, you'll see in the society, many people take their ways. And why? Because Satan has blinded their mind. Now, what do we have to do? We have to pray and ask God to open people's minds so that they will come out of this blindness and get free from the bondage of Satan. Why? Because Jesus is the answer for those who are tormented by the power of the devil. Jesus is the answer for those who are under the yoke or under the regime of Satan. Jesus is the answer for those who are tormented by the evil spirit. I don't know much about here, but in Africa, we see many things taking place. People hate one another, people fight, people kill, people do many stuff. But also when we go through a time of deliverance in the room, we see people getting free, setting free from all this influence of Satan. And we see people getting well and being in good mind again. Why? Because the power of God, the light of God, has transformed their lives. And Jesus is the answer for whoever is under the bondage of Satan. You might be here today, you don't know exactly what you're going through, and you ask yourself, why is this in my life? Why am I doing what I don't want to do? What am I doing what is not really in light of the word of God? I'm telling you, call on the name of Jesus. He will save you. He'll transform you. He will deliver you. You are not created to be tormented by the devil. You are the child of God. You deserve better than that. You deserve to live the life that pleases God. You deserve to worship God and praise Him. You do not deserve to be worshiping the devil or Satan by doing what he's pushing you to do. You are worshiping him. But by doing the will of God, you are worshiping God. So Jesus came also so that the work of the devil would be destroyed if we allow him to do it in our life. Number three, John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, Jesus came to give abundant and eternal life. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The thief, that is Satan. The thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Look at the strategy that Satan is using. Stealing your mind, killing and destroying. Stealing your mind on the things of God. Stealing your relationship with God. Trying to kill that relationship with God. Killing your life of prayer. Killing your life of meditation of the word of God. Destroying your relationship with your Father. And trying to put in your mind the things that you do not want to do. That's the work of the devil. But Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it to the full. Oh, that's the good news. Jesus can give you back what Satan did stole in your life. He can give you life back. He can give you the life of prayer back. He can give you the life of reading the Bible, meditation, serving God again. He can give you back this what Satan has stolen from you. The Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The Bible says, the kingdom of God is a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy. That's how you know that you live Christian life. Three things is here. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit leads us, the Holy Spirit will always lead us to please God, to fear and to revere God, to worship Him and to serve Him. The Holy Spirit will also lead us to have peace with God and peace with people and peace with ourselves. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will lead us to live joyful. Doesn't matter the situation you are going through. Doesn't matter the luck, the ups and downs in life. You are going to be happy and joyful. Why? Because you know everything that comes on your way has an end. That's why Paul was writing to Philippians, said, rejoice in the Lord always, I tell you, rejoice. We are waiting for our Lord Jesus to come. And when he will come, we will go. That's the reason of our joy. We have hope that one day, every situation, every suffering, every tribulation that we are going through, it will end one day. And the Bible says, our Lord Jesus will wipe out all the tears that we've been having on our eyes in on this earth. So Jesus also has power to give you life abundantly. You may be here today, you're suffering in your life. You don't have joy, you don't have peace, you can't sleep at night. You feel loneless, you feel abandoned, you feel that no one likes you. The good news is here. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He knows you. He has a plan for your life. He came to save you. He is here to give you life and life abundantly. Yes, you can rejoice because he is your Savior and Lord. Yes, you can be happy because he conquered and he said it is finished. It is accomplished. Yes, you have a right to be happy because you are the child of God. He came to give us life and life abundantly. Brothers and sisters, why did Jesus come on this earth? He's here to save us. He's here to destroy the works of the devil. And he is here to give us hope and life abundantly. Well, I remember when I was in the refugee camp in Uganda, when we fled from Congo, 2003, because of the tribal conflict, I saw many things happening. People died, killed, massacred. Our village was totally massacred. But God's grace, we found ourselves in the refugee camp in Uganda, hopeless. You live in the small hut, nothing. And life was totally hard. No food, nothing. And you could see my beautiful six children. I said, God, you saved us from Congo. You can save us here too. And it was hard for children to go to school. And my wife was suffering. All of us was in that situation. Now, my question is here. When they sent us the visa from Canada to bring us for immigration, and the question is here, if that visa could not help us cross from Uganda to Canada, then that visa was not worth for us. Because we needed that. In the situation we are through, we needed a rescue. We needed someone to rescue us. And when the Canadian government sent us the visa, that visa was valid, was able, was authentic, was good enough to put us in the airplane to bring us until here. Hallelujah. What am I saying here? If you believe in Jesus Christ and there is no change in your life, you better check again. Because he is able to save. He can save. He saved me. He saved your brother. He saved your sister. If he's not changing your life, it's not Jesus who's not saving you. It's you who's not giving your life totally to him. You're still holding something for yourself. It is time to say, God, I'm tired of living such life. I want to give my life totally and entirely to you. And you'll see change and you'll see salvation. Well, we came here. We are in Canada. We are living in the other world, and it's different, and it's beautiful, and it's powerful, and my children are now doing great things here. My boys are in universities, and my son is married, and we are just swimming in the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah! It's totally another world. We can drive here at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. at night. You cannot do that in Congo, Democratic Republic. You cannot. I went there last year. And I crossed here to Uganda, and the Uganda to Congo, and I went to my village. It's just a desert; nothing is there. And then I was in Bunia, and then at night around 4 a.m. And, you know, I woke up, started praying, and then I went outside. I wanted to go to, I heard some noise. I thought is we are used here for the fireworks. We call it fireworks. Yeah, so I thought the fireworks. They're shooting fireworks outside, and my brother was shouting outside, "Sammy, come inside, come inside. Can you hear that?" I said, "No, it's just fireworks." "No, that's a gun. It's not fire. Come inside." Then, "Oh, it's serious here." Yeah. So when I came, he said, "Oh, I forgot. I thought I'm still in Canada." What am I telling all this? If you are saved, there must be totally change in your life. When I went back to Congo, I experienced the same thing I used to fear and frustrate before. But when I'm here, when we hear fireworks, for the first time, my wife was frustrated for sure in 2008 when she heard the fireworks. She said, "Sammy, are they again following us here? Is that gun again here?" I said, no, that's fireworks." "Oh, thank God, thank God." So, two different worlds. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. If you are in the kingdom of darkness, yes, you live that hopeless life, defeated life, life without victory. Satan will play with you, will misuse you, will abuse you, will do everything he wants you to do. He will push you and he will telecommand you to do everything he wants you to do. That's because you're in his kingdom. But once you have shifted by the grace of God from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, you will experience joy, righteousness, peace. Hallelujah. And if someone abuse you or do something wrong, you will forgive. You love your enemy. You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. You'll put on the armor of God. Why? Because you're in another kingdom, the kingdom of light. So, brothers and sisters, there is good news. Jesus is the answer. You may be here. You haven't experimented really the goodness of God, the joy of being Christian. You are just, you know, struggling. Am I Christian or not? I'm telling you, it is time to give your life total to Jesus. It is time to surrender your life to Jesus and to say, "Lord, I'm here. I want to experiment that goodness. I want to experiment that joy. I want to experience that freedom." And you'll see the freedom over sin, the freedom over all this power of the devil. And you will feel really the joy of being a Christian. May God help us. May we give our life to Jesus. May we really experiment the joy, the fullness of joy of being a Christian. May we really experience that we desire, because he came to give us life and life abundantly. And you know what? If you're not totally saved, it will be difficult for you to help others as well. How are we going to help them? But when you're saved, God can use you again as a tool to bring others to the Lord. So this is a message for today. Jesus is the answer for the lost. Jesus is the answer for those who are tormented by Satan. And Jesus is the answer for those who have been led astray. And God can still give back life to whoever was living in the darkness. The question is here, are you willing to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Are you willing to surrender your life to him? Well, you may tell me, "Pastor, I'm coming to church every Sunday." Well, that's not the answer. That's not the answer. I was born in a Christian family. I brought up in a Christian family. But do you know what I was doing? Totally different. I could come to the church this way when in my young age, but after that, I do another thing. It was not helping me. Coming to church is one step. It's a good step. By the way, I salute you for that. Congratulations. Thank you. But that's not all. That's not the main idea. The main reason Jesus came is for you to enter the kingdom of God, to be a child of God, to experiment that joy. Your name be written in the living book, to be born again. That's what Jesus wants. Shall we pray, church? I know God loves you. He loves you so much that he didn't want you to stay home today. He brought you here in this church to listen to this wonderful message. That's the 100% sign that God loves you. And he has a plan for your life. I also know that God loves you because he keeps you alive. Those who are dead, we are not better than them. We are still the same, but his grace has he sustained us to be alive. I also know that God loves you because he keeps, you know, meet your need and answer for your prayer and your needs. But more than that, I know God loves you because he wants you to have eternal life. So you may be here today. You heard this message in your life and you say, yes, this is for me. I want Jesus to be my Savior and Lord. I would encourage you. I know Satan is fighting now. Satan is fighting so that you may not get out of this bondage of Satan. But I will encourage you today. If you really mean to give your life to Jesus, I want you to stand up and I will pray for you. God bless you. Stand up wherever you are. You want to give your life to Jesus and I'll pray for you. Anyone here? You want to experiment this abundant life, salvation, deliverance, peace, joy, righteousness. Don't be ashamed. God loves you and he can save you. He can change your life. He can transform your life. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for the message. I thank you that you love us and you don't want anyone to be perish. You want us to get saved. That's why you sent your son Jesus to come on this earth. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. Thank you, Lord. You made us in your image. You created in your image. And Lord Jesus, you said, I'm going, but I'll come back to take you so that wherever I am, you also will be. What a wonderful love. You want us to be with you one day in heaven. Oh Lord, I thank you for the message. I thank you for my brother and sister. I thank you for whoever has opened his heart to hear this message and to receive you as his personal Savior and Lord. Lord, bless this church and bless every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you.